Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Occasionally, events take place in our lives that totally disorientate us. This disorientation is due to the fact that we are in a familiar situation, but something strange and really unusual takes place. Just such an event happened to me the other day. I caught the underground to Heathrow to catch a 2130 flight to Germany. Now, Heathrow is one of the busiest airports in the world. So, when I arrived at Terminal 1 and walked right up to security, I thought something was a bit odd. And when I emerged from security, I found a wooden divider cutting off access to the airport lounge. So, I turned to my left and went to a very empty W.H. Smith's. But still, the penny hadn't dropped. It was only when I went on the other side of the divider, into the airport lounge, that I discovered that there was almost no one there. And all but two or three of the shops had been boarded up, and they were shut. I looked at the departures board, and to my surprise, there were only two flights leaving from Terminal 1 that evening. As it turns out, this was one of the last weeks the Terminal 1 was in operation, before it undergoes a major refurbishment. Now, I'd flown out of Terminal 1 numerous times before, and each time the lobby had been teeming with people. But this evening, it was a virtual ghost town. As I sat in that cavernous airport lounge with about 50 other people, I thought that this boarded up, almost vacant, not fit for purpose terminal was a lot like our fallen human nature. From the first pages of Scripture, it becomes clear that humanity, after our fall into sin, is infected with and addicted to evil. The Lord, when He made His covenant with Noah, promising that He would never flood the earth again, says, "The intention of man's heart is evil from his youth." Genesis 8, verse 21. But some may object and say that not all humans are totally depraved. We are basically good. But again, we hear God speaking to us through the prophets, giving us His assessment of our condition. "For the Lord sees not as man does. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. And Jeremiah ever so bluntly states, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Jeremiah 17, verse 9. But others may protest that this sounds too inclusive. Is everyone really addicted to sin? Psalm 14, verse 1 puts it this way: "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good." Ah, I hear you say, but these are all Old Testament assessments of humanity. And the Old Testament, we all know, is kind of a grim and grumpy part of the Bible. Surely Jesus didn't hold such an all-encompassing negative view of human nature. But in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, while discussing prayer, says to those who are gathered at His feet, "When your children ask you for a bit of bread or a fish, you don't give them a stone or a serpent." Instead, He says, "Even you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children." Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Notice that. Jesus takes it as a given that we are all evil. And Jesus in Mark chapter 7, verses 18 and following has this to say: "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside does not defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach? For from within, out of the heart, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." So, if it really is the case that all humanity has been corrupted and infected by sin and evil, and we are all under God's wrath, then what's the solution to this dreadful problem? Again, we turn to the prophets, where Ezekiel informs us of God's gracious promise in chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And King David pleads in Psalm 51, verse 10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This new heart is created and given only by God's gracious gift. And this new heart is given when God's law convicts us of our sinfulness and our inability to save ourselves. But we know that our old self has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Romans chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. This new life in Christ manifests itself by trusting Jesus for all things. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Romans 10:10. This gift of faith in our Savior Jesus Christ makes us new creations. St. Paul puts it this way, Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The old, outdated, not fit for purpose Terminal 1 at Heathrow Airport will soon be undergoing a major transformation. This derelict ghost town will be transformed into a vibrant hub for air travelers from around the world. But if your life feels corrupted and feels like it is not fit for purpose, you too can undergo a marvelous transformation. Listen to God's word of law and gospel, for it will tear you down, but it will also build you up. It will put you to death, yet it will make you alive through faith in Jesus Christ, who will transform you and make you fit for God's purposes. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Savior and Lord, you declared that the work of bringing in the new creation was accomplished by your declaration from the cross that it is finished. Give us eyes to see the signs of the new creation in your ongoing healing of our bodies and our souls through your holy sacraments, where you continue to come to us as our Creator, who is bringing in the new creation. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.